Today we're on the verge of another big step in which we would say, wow, can we handle this? To build a permanent church in Erie, are we ready for this? It is a big step, but I'd like to say that I don't think it's a bigger step than many of those moves and transitions that our church has done over the course of the past 122 years because we believe we're squarely in the will of God and trusting Him as we move forward into this next step of faith. You know, I want to just say as we begin this process, a couple different things. Number one, this was true throughout the purchase of the land. Well, we're not going to talk about money all the time in here. We did a series on generosity, and then we're going to move on. We're not going to talk about the building all the time in here. And here's why. We're not primarily about buildings. We're about people. And we believe that a building could be a great instrument of God to expand His kingdom in the communities that we live in. But God is about things that are eternal, and bricks and mortar aren't eternal. But people last forever. And so we're going after this building project, not to have a really nice building. In fact, it's going to be a modest building. But we're going after this building project, Bob, because we believe it could be an instrument that serves as this training ground in Erie that builds families up in Christ. An instrument, though, that serves as a blessing to the town of Erie, much like our Boulder campus is a blessing to the town of Boulder by opening its doors to the public schools and Alcoholics Anonymous and Boy Scouts and Weld County Foster Services and all kinds of different organizations, but because we want to be a blessing to the community around us. And we pray for a day, 10 years from now, where that church is also a training center that is sending people out who believe they're on mission all over the world, wherever God might call them. It's not about bricks and mortar. It's about what happens within that building that is for God's purposes for generations to come. This is what we're going for. We're building people up in Christ. We're blessing our community. We're extending bridges to the world, not for our own glory, but for the glory of God. I want to speak just a bit about our vision and why we do church the way we do, and also the need that we have both at this church and also in the community for this church building that we've talked about. I get a regular question, both from folks in Erie and also folks in Boulder. Why don't you all just become a church plant? Why this focus on one church in two places? What is the purpose of that? And I just want to answer that real briefly. Those of you who have been around already know the other reasons, but those of you who are new here in the past year, might like to know why we are connected to this campus in Boulder and why we're one church in two different places. We started off 5.5 years ago saying, well, we're going to do it this way, because if we're one church in two different places, we can have one administrative hub. And with one administrative hub, we can save a lot of resources. We don't have two business administrators. We don't have two websites. We don't have two nonprofit statuses or two elder boards. And so we're able to combine those efforts, and really it's served to save us from duplicating a lot of resources over the years. But what we didn't know was going to happen is this became this tremendously safe and effective way to develop leaders. And in the past 5 years, because we have this history and stability of 120 years of a really, really strong church behind us, there's been an environment where new leaders have been able to emerge in a safe environment, and there's even been safety for them to fail without catastrophic effects. And leadership development has really happened in this room. And I've been the beneficiary of low leadership development from Pastor Tom. And as it's developed, there's this sense of mutual blessing now. If you're around initially, if you're part of that initial 200 that came out here, you probably remember it was a parent church and a daughter church. And it was clear this is where the real stuff happened. And this is where, well, we're the charitable beneficiaries. But what's changed over these past couple years is there are a number of ministries now that are happening in Erie which directly benefit Boulder. And Tom and I meet together on a weekly basis, and we plan our sermons together. And there's just this leadership development, this synergy that happens, which is invigorating, such that we say we're just more strong together. We are stronger together than we would ever be as two separate churches, and we want to continue that. Tom's not going anywhere for the years to come. I'm not going anywhere for the years to come. I love being here serving this church. And so we say, if this is an opportunity for us to work together and be stronger because of it, let's go for that. One other reason, though, that we've chosen this model, if you're at all familiar with church plants, you know that oftentimes they're very, very difficult to sustain long term. In fact, typically what happens well with church plants is you have a sending church that sends out a handful of families and supports those families in prayer and finances for about 12 months. And at the end of the 12 months, they say, "May the Lord have mercy on you." And they close. 70% of church plants close within 3 years. By contrast, in this multi-site approach to church, 90% of second campuses are still around 3 years later. So a 10% closure rate versus a 70% closure rate after 3 years. This is a really effective way of doing ministry. It's healthy for us to work in team, and it's really, really effective for us. You know, if you were around that very first Sunday, Easter Sunday 2006, you remember it was a pretty rocky start, right? We had some bumps in the road. You all were very patient with your very green pastor as I made all kinds of foibles. And what happened is, well, we had these 200 people that gradually decreased to about 100 originals. And a number of the people had to move to different areas, or maybe they went back to the Boulder campus, or they moved to other churches. But we had a rocky start. And all we had was a video sermon and a live worship team and a couple classes down the hall, and nothing else. Everything else happened in Boulder. But you all were patient, and we prayed, and what's happened now in the past 5 years? Now we have two services. Well, one that's dedicated to discipleship and growing people up in Christ, and our life group ministry has flourished. And we have a full slate of children's classrooms, both at 9 and at 10:30. And we started with 4 or 5 high school students in our high school ministry, and now we have 100. And 2 or 3 middle schoolers, and now we have 50. And we went from 200 to about 100 of those pioneers, but in September and October of this year, our average attendance has been 400. And we believe, though, that if you add up the numbers, though, there are about 450 people who call Calvary Bible in Erie their church home. God has been so faithful to us over the past 5 years. Do you rejoice with him over that, as you've seen the growth that he's brought about through such ordinary leaders and ordinary folks like us? As we've prayed, God has brought about incredible growth. Burnout has been an issue, and well, we've lost some people to that along the way, and it's hard to do portable church long term, isn't it? But you've stuck in there as we've had people coming in starting at 7:30 and staying until 1 with the setup and the takedown teams. You've stuck in, and God has been faithful. And so now we've reached this point where we have this facilities need. I'm not sure if you're feeling it the way I am, both on Sunday mornings but also throughout the week. And so I just want to share with you a few pictures and a couple stories that point to our current facilities need. Here's a recent picture of a recent baptism that we have, and that's just one small example. We can only do baptism, of course, during the warm months of the year here, since we can't put a baptismal pole right up here on Erie High's orchestra stage. They wouldn't approve. But we've done with that, and that's been okay, setting it up. Again, a lot of volunteer hours to make that happen when we do. More pressing recently has been our youth ministry need, and I've said this already, but we have 100 high schoolers that Pastor Gary Osborne is well working with in our student ministries each week, and they go to our Wednesday night thing, that gathers at 4 different homes, and then from time to time they like to gather all together with 100 students at some place. So where do they do that, since we have an office space that is able to accommodate about 15? Well, they do it over at Arapaho Ridge Clubhouse throughout the summers and a number of other times during the year. That's another facility that they rent out. But it has a maximum occupancy of 75, so you do the math. You know, it's tough to cram them all in there, and the fire marshal doesn't like it. We have 100 students that we're reaching there, and then we have 50 or 60 middle schoolers as well that they're divided into different homes. And it would be a really wonderful thing during the week to have a variety of midweek ministries, whether it be women's ministries or MOPS or Bible studies or the middle school and high school ministries, but right now we don't have the capacity to do that. As well, it's difficult. It's increasingly difficult to squeeze 125 kids down the hall here into chemistry classrooms and history classrooms and spaces where you have kids in the nursery areas that are made for high schoolers. You have desks and bookshelves all around. And it's just become very, very difficult to consistently have a natural, easy flow for newcomers to get in and out and feel like, oh, this is a great space for my kids to come in and be fed. This is an example. The class meets right next door to here for our first through fifth graders, in which they have 60 kids meeting in there each week. And those of you who have first through fifth graders, you know how packed it is as you wait in those lines to pick up your kids each Sunday. You put all that together in the reality that we're spending almost $80,000 a year on our rentals for this little office space and for Erie High. And we have no guarantee for a long-term rental here at Erie High. In fact, up in the Fort Collins School District, churches that meet in schools are only allowed to be there for 2 years. Then they have to be out for a year, and then maybe they can reapply. But that's happening all across the country. Maybe you've heard about it. There's no long-term promise. We've looked into long-term rental here, and, well, we're not allowed that. So you put all these factors together, and you say, we're now at a place where we can really justifiably go after a permanent building for our church. That's a bit of the need that we have, that we feel Sunday after Sunday. But even more important, I think even more significant than that need which we feel, I want to speak to you for just a moment about the need for a long-term, permanent, middle to large-size Bible-teaching church in the town of Erie. You know, since we started here 5.5 years ago, there have been 6 Bible-teaching Christian churches that have closed their doors. You know what the common denominator of all those churches is? They all meet at rental facilities. Schools or rec centers or other rented facilities. I don't know about you, but if I was a part of one of those churches, I know some of you were, there's a little bit of trepidation. If you're a part of a church community that's up and operational for a few years, and all of a sudden it closes its doors, and it's meeting at a rented high school, the prospect of going to another high school and meet in another rented facility. You know, temporary facilities just feel temporary. And so there's a whole category of people out there who would say, you know, I'm not sure if I want to go be a part of Calvary Bible Church, but because I don't know if it's permanent or not. And simultaneously, our town has 20,000 people today, and it's poised to grow to 30,000 by 2030. And there's a real need for a church like ours that is poised to meet the needs of young families, and poised to meet the needs of growth in this community. There's a need for a church like ours to be here long term for generations and generations to come. I don't want in any way to diminish the great work, though, that's going on through a number of other churches in town. There are a handful of strong churches in the town of Erie, and we're really grateful for them. I pray with those pastors on a regular basis. But they're all small churches that are meeting in small rented facilities, with the exception of maybe one. And if we want to reach families for Christ as we do, we're going to need a higher capacity, a larger building to do that, that people will know will be here for generations as they're seeking to raise their kids up in Christ. So there's a tremendous need that we see here, and we want to poise ourselves for growth with this need for the generations to come. Let me share with you just a few of the project details up on the screen here, and then we'll move toward our response as a church. You'll see up here a picture of the new building that we're looking at, the flyover that you already saw. Again, we have 11 acres there off County Line Road and Evans, and we're looking at a 500 to 600 seat multi-purpose sanctuary that we could expand quite easily as the case may be. As we need as well, we continue to grow where we could expand it. But we would start with a 500 to 600 seat multi-purpose sanctuary, though, that could be used for a variety of purposes throughout the week. And spacious classrooms for our kids and for adult ministries, a cry room, things like that, though, that we just can't have here. And then a spacious auditorium area that you would enter into, and much like we have here, only much larger, a place where you just enter in and you say, all right, I can stay here for a while. I can sit and have my small group here. Real community can happen in this place. We can have receptions and funerals and weddings and everything else that a church needs to have here in this place as you enter and in a reception area right next to it. I want to ask that you would picture with me bringing your neighbors to a place like that where they could walk in and say, oh, this is stable. This is a place where community obviously happens 7 days a week. This is a place that will be here for decades to come. I imagine a time 25 years from now in which most of us will be gone, either moved away or passed away. But 25 years from now, maybe there'll be some people that are meeting in this building, and they walk in with their kids. And I thank God for that church, though, that took a step out of faith back in 2011 and went on this pioneering effort to prepare this place so that my kids could come in here and learn about the Lord. And there would be Vacation Bible School and Sunday School and MOPS and all kinds of midweek gatherings happening here. And they would say, oh, I am so grateful for the sacrifice of people back in 2011. And maybe God would even have those people 25 years from now embark on some kind of pioneering effort themselves where they would say, what could I sacrifice to start another church or start another campus such that we'd see more and more people being built into for eternity? I trust that's going to happen. There are going to be people that we meet in heaven because of this, that we never meet on earth, that come into that building and come up to us in heaven and say, thank you for making the sacrifice to give my family a permanent place to worship. There's also a piece of this project, though, that I want to speak to for just a moment, though, that speaks to the need in Boulder. And we've decided to combine these two projects together. The main piece of it is this building that we're doing in Erie, but another small piece of this project will be dedicated to the Boulder campus. And you'll see up on the screen a picture of a new west entryway at the Boulder campus. And if you've ever been to the Boulder campus, in fact, raise your hand if you have. Okay, probably two-thirds of us. And for those of you who have been to the Boulder campus, yeah, you know that as you enter that building, it's really, really difficult to know where to go. There's no defined entrance. In fact, there are six different entrances all over the place, and it's really difficult to know, this is where I go as a newcomer to find information. And if you want to find the cafe, you need a map. And so what they're doing in Boulder is they're realizing more and more that even the space that we have at Erie High School, they're really envious of, because we're able to gather before and after worship services and connect with each other, and we don't have to go out of our way to find each other. But in between worship services in Boulder, people miss each other, but because there's no defined place where people would gather. And so what we're planning on at the Boulder campus is a 5,000 square foot defined west entrance that serves as a welcome point for newcomers and also a gathering point both before and after service, and really helps facilitate this value that we talk a lot about here, which is loving relationships. It's difficult to find a very dingy cafe that happens to be in an old gymnasium at the Boulder campus, and we think that this will really, really help the Boulder campus going forward as well. You know, well, we thought about doing this project later and starting well with this project in Erie, but we said, hey, we're one church in two locations, and we don't want to come to our people and ask them to consider how they might sacrificially give today and then come to them 3 years from now and ask them to do the same. So we're combining these two projects, and here's how it's going to break down. You'll see up on the screen here, the overall cost for the project is $5.2 million. And that's something that we talked about and announced at Celebration Sunday. And the breakdown for this cost is 80% for the Erie campus for our building and approximately 20% for the Boulder campus and that new defined west entrance. The formula of how we arrived at that is a commonly agreed upon formula amongst church fundraisers whom we've decided not to hire. You just get us. You just get some pastors and volunteers. But we've decided not to hire any of them. You may not be clapping later on, because I am no fundraising professional. But we've decided not to hire any of them, but because we believe that you deserve better than that. We don't want to give you some slick presentation. We want to be authentic in the same way as we've been for the previous years. And so the way we're going to go about this is, it's $5.2 million, and this commonly agreed upon formula is that a church can generally raise 2 to 3 times its normal operating budget, its annual operating budget. So for a church of our size, with our health, you would say 2.5 times of our annual budget, which is $2.2 million, would be $5.5 million. We're going a bit less than that because we have a history of being conservative, and we're looking at a total project cost of $5.2 million. Now, the way that'll break down is up on the screen, well, with this next pie chart. There's about $1 million of site improvements that need to happen off Evans and County Line Road. Things like putting in a sidewalk, egress and ingress, and burying the power lines. Things like that, just to get the site ready to build on. About $1 million there. $3.2 million then budgeted for the building, and the final million going to the Boulder campus project. The way that this will unfold is like this. Because we have a really conservative church in terms of finances and debt, we want to have $2 million in hand. This is the elder board approved process for when we'll start to build. That's the common question I get from anyone in Erie. So when do we start? This is when we start. When we have $2 million in cash and $1 million in commitments. And then we feel like if we have basically 60% of the total project costs, if we had to take a note of up to $2.2 million for mortgage, that's something that we could afford with the $80,000 of current rent and then some additional people, another category of people though, that'll be worshiping with us the moment we open up that building. Don't be at all surprised if the moment we open that up, we grow by 50% or more. That's typically what happens when churches open up buildings for the first time. So this is the process, though, that we'll take. We won't put a shovel to the ground until we have $2 million of cash and $1 million of commitments. The first $2 million will go directly to the Erie project to get it started. The next $1 million, well, we'll get the Boulder project started. But as the Erie project is getting started and already done, then whatever is left over, that'll be a part of the mortgage. It would be our hope not to have any mortgage. Let's pray for that. It may not be realistic, and so we have said that we'd be comfortable with a mortgage of up to $2.2 million. Here's the bottom line. It's a God-sized project. And this will require prayer from all of us on a regular basis. And it will require a sense of buy-in and sacrifice from every person in here and from every person at the Boulder campus. And the way that's going to look is very different for all of us. And you may be in a place where you could give $100,000 and wonderful. You may be in a place where you can only give a few $100 each year. And that's wonderful too. As we've said already, God's grace to you on that. No one is going to check in with you on any of those kinds of commitments. That's not the way we're going to do it. But what I'd ask is that you might pray about what your family can do to sacrifice a little bit to make this happen. Susie and I are in the process of praying through that, and we've written some numbers down that make me swallow really hard. But we're committed. We are all in. We're committed to giving generously, even sacrificially, beyond what we even know that we can do, to two different pieces of this. One, to give an initial seed gift to get us started, and then second, to make a commitment over the course of the next 24 months through 2012 and 2013 to get us to that point that we have $2 million in hand and then commitments of an additional million. Whatever you do, though, that's between you and the Lord. You know, you can think through a number of different illustrations of, well, what you might do. A lot of us look at our budgets and we say, there's no way, though, that I can cut costs. But if you didn't go out to dinner one time per week as a family, and you save $40 on that each week, that's $2,000 a year. If you skipped on a couple of those grande, extra hot, mocha, caramel, frappuccinos, or whatever they're called, with whipped cream on top. You skip on a couple of those a week, that's an extra $10. That's an extra $500 a year. You might say, you know, this year I'm going to sacrifice my ski pass. I'm not going to ski. This year we have a car in line, but I'm going to buy a really inexpensive car and donate the difference to this project. Or we're going to forego cable television. I'm not telling you to do any of those things. I'm telling you to pray about it. And consider, what are a few of the ways that God might have you sacrifice, both for an initial seed gift and for later commitments over the course of the next couple of years, to bring us to this point of getting this project done. Through it all, we remember what we've just studied in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. Each man and woman should give what they have decided in their hearts to give, not out of guilt, not out of arm twisting, not out of reluctance or compulsion, but freely, out of grace, for the glory of God, for the benefit of our community. Because God loves a cheerful giver, and God will grow us, He will deepen us, He will reward us as we give, and we don't give for any other reason except that. We're going to trust the Lord to work in us, and change our community for decades to come. As we close here, and as you leave here in about 15 minutes, yeah, you're going to receive one of these packets. And I want to walk you through just a couple things in this packet. We have one of these for every family member, and yeah, you'll receive them as you leave these exits. And in the back of the brochure inside this packet, there are a number of categories of things that you can do for your next step. And let me just go over those real quickly. The first one is read through your folder. There's a whole lot of additional information that obviously we can't cover here on Sunday morning, but you'll learn more about our history and the financing and the process for building that we're embarking on. Second, pray about your next step in this. And also pray for the building team, the stewardship team, and the elder board. The truth is, building projects historically have been incredibly divisive for churches. And we've been really fortunate through the first 6 months of this not to have that. And so I would ask that you would pray for the building team and the stewardship team and the elder board, that there would be a sense of unity and our church would be protected. We have a great degree of health here, and we want our church to be protected throughout this project. And then ask God for His will for you. What is it that He would have you sacrificing your budget in order that you could give to this over the next couple years? And then finally, turn in your commitment card. Let me share with you this commitment card that you'll get in that packet. And we're not calling this a pledge card. We're not calling it an oath card or a vow card, because your circumstances are likely to change in the next couple years. And we don't want anyone to be in a position that you say, oh, I signed this 2 years ago, but I've lost my job and I just can't commit to it. This is not an oath. It's a good faith commitment between you and the Lord, in which we're asking you to check two different boxes. You'll notice first it says, with God's help, we intend to give this amount by December 31st, 2011. Again, this is the seed gift that moves us toward putting a shovel in the ground. And then the second piece is, with God's help, we also intend to give this amount over the course of the next 24 months. A good faith commitment based on where you think your family's finances might be that can help us get going. If you have questions about this, I'm happy to connect with you after the service. Tawny Owens is here. Tawny, you might raise your hand. She's on the building team. Gary Osborne's also on the building team. Phil Emerson and Ron Henley are on the stewardship team. They're available for your questions as well. But as we go, I want us to keep this verse in mind. Devote yourselves to prayer. Keep an alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving. You know, this word devoted means to be steadfast, to be courageously persistent, even when you don't see the results of something immediately. And that's what we're going to need throughout this project. A devotion to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving, trusting that God is going to do something incredible as we wait on Him. Persistently we pray. Steadfastly we pray over this project. And we're just going to trust that God's going to do far beyond anything we could ever ask or imagine. Through our prayers, through our generosity, through our church working together in unity. And this is what he did to bring us to Erie High School. 5 years ago, when we were told there's no chance that we can get into this building, he did beyond whatever we could ask or imagine. This is what he did to line up that meeting with the mayor and to plop this beautiful piece of land right into our laps that was far better than the 30 pieces of land that we futilely looked at for the previous 3 years. He just providentially said, here you go. And this one's far better than any of the other ones that you ever looked at. And this is what he did to bring us to a point that we could pay off a $685,000 note on that piece of land in 10 weeks. And so we're trusting that God is going to do something far beyond anything we could ever ask or imagine through this project in the next couple of years as well as we cooperate with him. Now, I freely admit, again, we are not professionals. We may be over our head in terms of our skill level to lead a project of this magnitude. And we're not rich. We may not have $5.2 million, but we're trusting God to provide for it. And when you devote yourselves to prayer, what you're doing is acknowledging this fact. We need Christ. We need Christ in this. We've done our due diligence. We believe we're squarely in the will of God for this to happen. But we have no qualms in saying we need Christ to show up and do far beyond anything we could ask or imagine and bring us to that destination that you saw about 30 minutes ago. Would you join me in praying for that? Let's bow our heads. Gracious Father, we are so thankful for the ways you have blessed us far beyond our abilities, far beyond anything we could ever ask or imagine. And as we look back over these past 5 years, we can honestly say with the prophet Jeremiah, we cannot boast in our riches. We cannot boast in our intelligence. We cannot boast in our resources. We can only boast in the Lord. Because he is the one that has brought about the increase in this church. And so we trust you, Father in heaven, to bring about the increase in the years to come. We admit this is a God-sized project, and we admit our need for your help. Please help us to have the courage to sacrifice prayerfully and sacrifice generously as a church both in Boulder and in Erie. And help us to keep in mind this vision. You're going to put a stake in the ground in this community that's going to make a difference for Christ, for eternity, here in our neighborhoods, in the generations to come. We trust you by faith for that. And all of God's people said, Amen.